Namaskaram. Let me answer a question that was put to me. Father and son, father and daughter, mother and her son and daughter, husband and wife, we are in many relationships. Do we live for each other, or both of us, do we live for a common cause? Let me cite an instance from Sri Ramayana. To validate that instance, let me quote from the Upanishad. A sage was leaving to the forest. He wanted to become a sannyasi, an ascetic. He had two wives. He gave them enough money so that they could lead the balance of their life peacefully and set forth to the forest. One wife was satisfied with the money given. The other was not. She questioned the sage, "Will this money give me the same benefit, the same fruit that you are going in pursuit of to the forest?" Sage Yajnavalkya replied, "It will not. I am going in pursuit of Brahman. This material wealth will not give that spiritual wealth." Then the wife replied, "Take me along with you. I am not interested in this material wealth." The sage replied, "Nava are patyuh kamaya patipriyo bhavati. Atmanastu kamaya patipriyo bhavati. My dear wife, we all wrongly presume that we live for each other. There are contests that are named to find the ideal couple made for each other. But somehow the Upanishads do not agree on that." The sage says, "I don't live for you and you do not for me. A guru is not made for his disciple. On the other way, the disciple is not for his guru. But the fact is, both of us live for the Brahman, for the Almighty. So our direct relationship is not important. Instead, our relationship through God is more important. A husband is also a belonging of God, and so is the wife. So between the husband and wife, they have to satisfy the will of God, His interests. If two of us are employed in a company, we can't work for each other. Instead, we have to work for the common interest of my employer. Similar is the case here. If we start living for each other, there may be turmoil, rough weather in between, which we see in daily life today. Many parents do not get along well with children. Husband and wife, they do not get along each other because they all think that they live for each other. It is not so. We are all related to each other through God. So both the husband and wife have to satisfy the will of God. Live as per His interest. If that happens, things are much easier. I committed that I will quote from Sri Ramayana. Sita wanted to accompany Rama to the forest. Rama rejected. Then Sita cited the rule book, the Dharma. As per Dharma, a wife has to accompany her husband wherever he is. So Sita said, I am going to come along with you. Later, after a few arguments, Rama accepted. He said, Oh Sita, I cannot live without you. But when Rama could not live without Sita, then why did he reject at the first instance? Because Rama had another dharma in his hand, and that rule said, you should not put a woman to hardship. So Rama wanted to honor that rule. So although he had so much of love in his heart for Sita, he sacrificed that and told Sita not to accompany him. Sita had a different rule. Her rule was, one has to accompany the husband, help him, be with him. Sita was so fond of Rama, she had in fact much more love for him than Rama had for Sita. In today's world, we would have talked and discussed more about the love for each other. That would have mattered more for us. Whereas for them, although they had so much of attraction towards each other, they did not give importance to that. Instead, both of them wanted to act as per dharma. But finally, Sita was with Rama. She went with Rama. Not because she loved Rama, but because both of them honored their own rules. So dharma was the common cause between them. So they were happily married forever. You may ask me, no, they were not. They were separated. But separation was from Ravana. Even there, Sita, after being separated from Rama, had her own rule. She was a standing example in Lanka. So you might be put to many hardships in your family, in your daily life. We have to try and use them as opportunities to prove our honor towards Dharma and the common cause, which is God. Dasharatha gave two boons to Kaikeyi. Rama wanted to honor the words, the promise given by Dasharatha. So Rama was adamant that he will leave the country, he'll go exile. Dasharatha said, even if I turn to be a liar and reach the hell, Rama, you don't go to the forest. Now, why these two take this adamant stand? Rama had a rule. The dharma was, once promised, stand by your promise. Don't change. Be a satyavadi. Dasharatha had a different rule. Rama is so important for this kingdom. Even if I become a liar, I have to do good to the kingdom. If Rama goes to the forest, then the people would have lost him for 14 years. A great rule would have lost. So let me take the blame on me and install Rama as the king. Although both of them were so fond of each other, they didn't bother about their individual love. Instead, they honored Dharma. So this common cause, which is God, the common interest of God, and all of us honoring dharma as the underlying thread in our life is very important for a successful life, more so for a successful spiritual life. If you are able to ponder on this idea, research a little more, try and implement more and more of dharma and uphold the common interest of God in our daily life, of course we'll be blessed by Him, and the family bond would be much stronger.
இந்த என் பணி ஆடியோவை உங்களுக்காக வழங்கியவர் வேலுக்குடி ஸ்ரீ கிருஷ்ணன் சுவாமி. இந்த ஆடியோவை தினமும் உங்கள் மொபைலில் பெற கிஞ்சித் என் பணி KINCHITENPANI என்ற ஆப்பை கூகுள் பிளே ஸ்டோரிலோ அல்லது ஆப்பிள் ஐ ஸ்டோரிலோ டவுன்லோட் செய்து கொள்ளவும். தினந்தோறும் இது போன்ற உபன்யாசங்களை கேட்டு மகிழவும்.